Canada, I'm up here.
Open line.
Huntress ID, unsecure line.
Huntress ID, this is Washington Center, the operations manager.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I guess you called here a couple times. You never talked to me, but if there's anything you need or anything I can help you with, let me know what it is right now, please.
Okay, do you want me to let you know what we have going on, sir?
I would, yes. Well,
okay.
I have a pretty good idea, but yes.
Okay, the three aircraft missing out of Boston. I just spoke with Boston, and they said that they're not sure of the third aircraft call sign, but they do have two. One of them is United 175.
Uh-huh.
The other one is American 11.
Right.
They thought that the American 11 was the aircraft that crashed into the World Trade Center with the United 175. However, American 11 is not the aircraft that crashed. He said the pilot on American 11 was talking to him, having a rough time telling him what's going on. There was threats in the cockpit being made. This was the initial hijack information that we got, American 11767 from Boston to Los Angeles. Proposed route, he was headed towards JFK at the time that they lost contact, but that was not the aircraft headed into the World Trade Center that hit it.
Okay. That's
what Boston's saying. The last known, and I'm not sure where we heard it through the grapevine, people calling, is that American 11 was headed towards Washington, and that's the only thing.
Was headed toward where?
Washington.
Okay.
So your AOR, and I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Okay. Go ahead.
The last known lat long that we had, primary target only, was 4038 North, 07403 West on American 11.
Okay.
But again, remember, nothing has been confirmed as far as which aircraft have hit the World Trade Center, but the other one we have is information headed towards Washington.
Okay. Let me tell you this. We were looking. We also lost American 77.
American 77? Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Excuse me?
Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Okay. He was going to L.A. also.
He was also going to L.A.
Now,
from where, sir?
I think he was from Boston also.
Boston
now,
to LA.
Now, let me tell you this story here. In the Indianapolis Center was working this guy.
What guy?
American 77.
Okay.
At flight level 350. However, they lost radar with him. They lost contact with him. They lost everything, and they don't have any idea where he is or what happened. So what we've done at the surrounding centers here is to tell everyone to look out for limited codes, primary targets, or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And that was the last time. That was about 15 minutes ago since I talked to the Indianapolis Center operations manager.
Do you have a type aircraft, sir?
That was a 767, I believe.
767.
Okay. And so I don't call Indianapolis
American
unless I have
somebody else is talking. I'm sorry. I can't hear you in the background.
Correct. All I need is the lat long last known position of the 767.
Well, I don't know. That was Boston. That was Indy Center. But they said somewhere, it was, last time I talked to them, they said it was east of York. And I don't even know what state that is.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just give them a call.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.